You may be seated. Open your Bibles up to Book of Matthews. Book of Matthews, chapter 7. Book of Matthews, chapter 7, verse number 24. It says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat up that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it." God has determined to shake heavens and earth. The word shake in the Greek means to agitate, to stir, or to move. He is determined to shake the heavens and the earth at the end of this age. So that tells us one thing, that we got to be about the master's business. We don't have no time to fool around. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. God is not going to remove the righteous, but he's already moving the wicked. And he's going to continue to move them until he finds in this earth, a kingdom in this earth that's represented and presented by a glorious church that cannot be removed. I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of this church that cannot be moved. He said, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings," there are two kinds of or sort of hearers here. Represent two builders. One built it up on a rock, the righteous foundation of Christ, and the other one built up on the sand. The storm clouds came, the winds came, and beat up on the man's house that was on the rock. But it did not fall. Why? Because he was founded on the right foundation. And he was anchored in the right foundation. But the second builder that built his house upon the sand, the foolish man, when the winds and the storms came, he was not ready, or his house was not ready, to stand the pressure. And it had a great fall. Just when this man needed his house the most, it had a great fall. Just when you need God the most, you got to be ready when he comes. Because God is going to shake everything. He's going to shake ministries. He's going to shake prayer warriors. He's going to shake the child of God. He's going to shake the wicked. He's going to shake the infidel. He's going to shake all kinds of foundations. And if you're not anchored in Christ, you shall be removed. See, some people think they are religious. But we're not serving a religious God. We are serving a righteous God up on a righteous foundation. And he's coming back for a glorious church of people that are praising his name in this earth, that will not back down, will not be shaken, will not be moved when the storm clouds come, when the hand of God comes to cleanse, when the hand of God comes to separate, when the hand of God comes to do away with. Glory to God. The righteous are going to be in the earth. They're going to be left behind to inherit this earth. Glory to God. But the wicked he's going to take out. The wicked he's going to do away with. But the righteous shall remain. He said, the one that built on the rock, the flood came. We're always talking about hard times. Are you anchored in Christ? We're always talking about things that are in our lives that cause us to stumble. But are you anchored in Christ? We talk about sickness and all of the things that are in the world. But we are not conformed to this world. We're not part of it. We're just in this world. Are you anchored in Christ? In your hard times, in your darkest hour, in the midnight, Christ said he's going to come at a time that we know not of. Are you anchored in Christ? The five unwise virgins didn't have any oil in their lamp. And when the bridegroom came, they were scrambling for some oil, try to get some from the righteous one. They said, no, you can't have none of my oil. Go get some oil to that preacher down the street you've been listening to. Go get some oil down there. Go fill your lamps up down there, the ones you've been running down there praying to and believing. Go get some oil from the one that told you you don't need no Bible. Go get some oil from that one. Glory to God. And when they got the oil, they came back running and said, Lord, Lord, and urgency, glory to God. Lord, Lord, we got oil. God said, I depart from me, I know ye not, you workers of iniquity. God, it's going to be too late when he comes back. But we got to be ready on this side of the earth. We got to be the kingdom people on this side of the earth. We got to worship God on this side of the earth. We got to pull down a stronghold on this side of the earth. We got to do the work of the ministry on this side of the earth. When the rains come, when the bridegroom comes, we got to be ready to go home. Hallelujah. The work going to be over with. There's a shaking. God going to shake everything. I mean everything. Just like it was in the days of Noah. The wicked be taking the judgment. But the righteous going to remain to inherit this earth. I don't know when he's coming, but I hope I'll be here to do that. But if not, as long as I stay anchored in Christ, it doesn't matter where I'll be here to see that or not. If I'm not here, I'm going to be in the bosom of the Father, still anchored in his foundation. Oh, glory to God. Somebody come on and praise him. I'm going out of here praising God. And when I come into his presence, I'm going to praise him. Glory to God, because he kept me over here and he's going to keep me over there eternally. Glory to God. So I'm going to praise him over here. Glory to God. I'm going to store up a little praise over here. And when I get to heaven and lay my eyes up on the master, lay my eyes up on God, I'm going to lift up my holy hand and I'm going to praise him. Why? Because the righteous God said going to recompense in this earth, and the righteous is going to take out of this earth, and the righteous is going to go unto God, and the righteous is going to be with God forever, eternally in the heavens. Hallelujah. Everything that is a product of man, everything, wisdom, strength, it's knowledge, intellect, God is going to shake it. He's not interested in what you are in this world. Who are you in Christ? A lot of people say, well, I'm not no important person. Yes, you are. If you know Christ Jesus, you are important. If you've been saved and washed in the blood of Jesus, you are important. You ain't got to be a preacher to be important. You just got to be a child of God and you are important. Hallelujah. You are special. Just like all the rest of the body of Christ. You are important. And God has got his eyes up on you. He got his word in you. And he expects us to go to and fro in this earth proclaiming this gospel. That God is God and there is none else. That the unrighteous can be saved and that the righteous can remain. We got to go and proclaim this gospel. We got to go and lift up Jesus Christ. The wicked man don't know he can be saved unless we tell him about it, glory to God. The evil man don't know he's evil unless we explain the word of God to him. The recompense evil, glory to God. The adultery don't know they're committing adultery unless we tell them about God. Glory to God, the one that can cleanse them, the one that can deliver them. And God is holding you and I responsible for it. Glory to God. That's the glorious church that he got in this earth. I have not been raised up yet, but God is shaking and God is moving. Glory to God. Oh, you can act like you're righteous, but God is shaking. Glory to God. You can act like you're somebody. Glory to God. Being a professional. Glory to God. A professional speaker and a professional this, a tongue talker, a shouting and a dancing. Glory to God. But if you're not anchored in God, God is going to agitate and he's going to shake you and you're going to be removed. Hallelujah. You say, Rev, you preaching hell and brimstone. No, I'm preaching, be ye ready. Amen. Be ye ready. Yes. You got to be prepared. Just like these pants I got on. Before they could make this pants, they had to make a pattern. They couldn't make these pants without a pattern. You know, just throw something up in there and it come down, you know, like I said, the Chinamans, how they learned their language. They took a handful of silverware, threw it up in the air, and came down and hit the ground or whatever sound it made. That was their language. Ping, plang, pong, plang, plang. They named their name. You got to have a pattern. Then you can make these pants. They take the pattern and they decide this is what it's going to be. They don't go looking at the color or the thread that they're going to use. They try to know what shape it's going to be in. They try to know the pattern of it, what it's going to look like. Glory to God. That's what the pattern is all about, what it's going to look like. Glory to God. The Bible said that we are conformed to the image of his dear son, Jesus. And Jesus is the pattern son. Glory to God. And everyone that's born after him, conformed to him, is a pattern. Glory to God. So you a pattern tonight, glory to God. You look like Jesus. You walk like Jesus. The Bible says even as he walks, so you ought to walk, glory to God. You ought to lift up his name. Why? I don't care what color I am. I don't care how old I am. I'm still a pattern, glory to God. I don't care how many times I fall down and how many times I get up. I'm still a pattern, son, glory to God. I don't care how many times people talk about me. I don't care, glory to God. I'm still a pattern, glory to God. You got to be a pattern, glory to God. When the storms come and the floods come and the winds blow, you're going to look like a pattern. Hallelujah. Come on and give me some praise. It says here, I like the beginning of this verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth. Some people just hear it and that's the end of it. They just stop right there. Church call them pew warmers. They hear the word. They come when they want to come to hear the word. Some come often to hear the word. But that's as far as it go. But if you got to read on a little farther, it said, he that heareth these sayings or my words or my precepts, whosoever hears these things of mine and what? Doeth them. You got to do something with what you got. God didn't save you just to be saved. He didn't save you to look pretty. He saved you to do more than shouting. Hallelujah. He saved you to praise his name. He saved you to have fellowship with him. He saved you to have that personal relationship. Glory to God. The church is not going to be built unless it's built up on a pattern. Glory to God. So we better get straightened up and conform ourselves to God like we're supposed to and let the pattern form in our lives. Glory to God. You're not a pattern overnight. You're not a pattern in a week. You're not a pattern in years. But you're a pattern as long as you're up on this earth. Glory to God. Because God is mending the pattern. God is working in the pattern. God is guiding the pattern. Glory to God. When you go through the storms of life, you are a pattern. When you go through the valley of the shadow of death, you are a pattern. When you're on the mountaintop, you are a pattern. When people talk about you, you are a pattern. When you lift up the name of Jesus, you are a pattern. Glory to God. And God. what he's coming back for. Hallelujah. People here, and that's all. Build their hopes up on things of the world. Become professionals, or a profession of religion. We're not serving a billboard God. He's not a marquee God. He's not that bumper sticker God. God don't dwell in no billboards or marquees or glory to God. He's not dwelling in the pews. He's dwelling in the ones that's sitting in the pews. He's not dwelling in the backbiter. He's dwelling in the righteous that he sent to go get the backbiter. See, we serve a true and living God. He's not a dead God. So that means he's not a God of the dead, but God of the living. But if we build our house up on sand, if we just nonchalantly serve God, if we just come to church when we want to, glory to God, if we just praise God in the morning and don't give him no praise when we lay down at night. I don't know about you, but I praise God all night long, glory to God, in my spirit. Why? Because I do it at the beginning of the day, glory to God, and all through the day. So I'm storing up some praise, glory to God. So when I'm slumbering my spirit, praising God and lifting up his holy name, that's the God I'm talking about. And that's the God that can keep you and sustain you in this earth. Hallelujah. Come on again. Give him some praise. The foundation is Christ. He said the rain descended up on this house. The floods came. The winds blew and beat up on this house. And it fell not, for it was founded on the rock. As I said before, storms are going to come your way. The clouds are going to come. The rains are going to come. You can't predict them. Sometimes we try to be just like the weller man and he miss every trip. They've been talking about it was raining way last week and it just rained yesterday. Lord, let your word be in my mouth and not this fly. If he get in here, Lord, I'm through. And you're going to have to preach from heaven. Woo. Praise God. Come on and give God some praise. He was founded on a rock. His house was founded on a rock. This temple is yours. God said, know ye not that this temple is the temple of God? That means it's founded, anchored in God, on the rock. You embed something in rock and it's going to hold fast. That's the natural rock. But the spiritual rock named Jesus. He said, I'll never fail you, nor will I leave thee. I won't let you down. See, I like this kind of rock. He said, you were sad yesterday, but I raised you up for today. See, just because you're in your stuff today don't mean that God ain't going to raise you up, because he got to raise you up so you can be around for tomorrow. Because the fight is not over yet. The battle has not been won yet. We still got to be about the Father's business. We still got to do the work of God. We still got to love one another. We still got to help one another. We still got to comfort one another. These are just the basic things. But people just hear the word of God and they stop right there. They want the deep things. They don't want to do the basics. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Hallelujah. That's basic. They don't want to comfort you one another. Well, I got my own thing. They got theirs. Let them seek God. That ain't what the word said. The word said, pray ye one for another. And he said, all those that willful and spiteful use you, pray for them. You said, but it hurts to pray for those that I know have spitefully and willfully used me and persecuted me. So what? Jesus was persecuted. He didn't get off that cross when he thought about you. He stayed on that cross and hung his head and died. And he said, it's finished. And all those that conform themselves unto me is going to become like me. Glory to God. They're going to be my brothers and my sisters. They're going to be a pattern. They're going to look like me. They're going to be a variety, but they're going to be beautiful. Glory to God. But all going to be the pattern of me. Glory to God. That I came into this earth and shed my blood, and I covered them with my blood, and I put my blood in them, and I put my spirit in them. That's the one I'm coming back for, Father. You gave them unto me, and I'm giving them back unto you now. So glorify thyself in me. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise.
He said, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. See, a lot of Christians think because they're saved, that's it. That's not it. As I said before, that's just the beginning. How many people in here have been saved over 20 years or 10 or 15, 30 years? Are you still back at the beginning? No, you are right here where God led you and brought you and guided you and kept you and blessed you. It's not over yet. You're still alive in this earth. So that means that you got work to do. That means that these things that you hear, you got to start doing them. A farmer plant cotton, he don't get tomatoes. He get cotton. You got to start doing what God has spoken unto your spirit. Don't let man waver you from it. Don't let man take it away. Just keep your mind on the rock. Stay grounded in the rock. God is shaking. This is a short message, but God is shaking. He's shaking while you sleep. Don't think you're safe because you're asleep. God is shaking while you're asleep. Glory to God. And don't wake up and think it's all over because it's a new day. And all that stuff you went to bed with, God is shaking. And God is not playing around. God is shaking. Don't be like the foolish virgins. Don't have no oil in your lamp. Don't say to your soul, I got time, like the infidel. You don't have no time. We don't govern time. Time move while we're thinking. Time move while we're talking. No man can harness time. But you can harness your life, and you can be rooted and grounded in the word of God, and you can hear what Jesus has spoken. You can hear what the prophets have spoken. You can hear what the fivefold ministry is speaking unto you. And when you hear these things, and when you hear them and you do him, then will you make your way prosper. Just like he told Joshua, glory to God. He said, fear not, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever you go. Hallelujah. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew. See, people think this ain't gonna happen. I'm somebody, only in the rock. When it comes to exalting yourself, watch out, you on some sand. And when water gets in the sand, it rearranges it. It washes it away. It takes it someplace else.
But when the rain and the storms beat up on the rock stayed where it was in the beginning, glory to God. And the Bible says in the beginning was this rock. And this rock was God. And this rock was with God. I'm talking about Jesus. See, something like I said Friday, people are afraid to call his name. But the enemy know his name. And they call him Jesus. Hallelujah. The demons call him Jesus. But the righteousness of God is afraid to call his name. Why? Because it's a name above every name. Why? Because that name going to convict your heart every time. Why? Because that name is a sharp-edged sword, glory to God. And it's going to cut when it go in. You say, well, ain't nothing in there. Oh, yes, it is something in there. When it goes in, it's going to cut. And when it comes out, it's going to cut. Why? Because it's God Almighty. And when God looks after his people, God disciplines his people. God corrects his people and God instructs his people. Hallelujah. Everybody stand. Some people say, I'm sure who I am and who I have my trust in. But just a warning, don't stop there. You got to keep on keeping on with Christ. Oh, Holy Ghost, I want to say this. This is a one-time offer. It ain't going to come around no more. So you better be ready when the bridegroom comes. Hallelujah. He ain't going to offer it when you get before him and stand before him.